This is How Long Have You Known? Written by Ivic and read by Flower Parish. This is a Marvel and DC crossover fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Bucky/Clint/Jason. I know you want him, Clint said, voice low, leaned over to speak directly into Jason's ear as they stood shoulder to shoulder, leaning with their backs against the bar. How long have you known? Jason asked as his cheeks went violently red. Clint failed to keep the amusement off his face at how, even now, Jason couldn't take his eyes off of Bucky. That you're in love with him? Clint asked, ever the shit-stirrer. Love? It was a strangled, scandalized squeak. Jason turned to face Clint straight on while he protested. I'm not in love with him. I wouldn't. I know he's with you. That you guys, you're together. I know that. Calm down, Jason. He's in love with you too. All he does these days is talk about you. I could write a book on Jason Todd with how much he goes on. Does that bother you? Jason asked, voice hushed. Nope. Clint popped the pee obnoxiously as he stirred his drink with a straw. If anything, it's made me fall half in love with you, too. Jason's quick inhale was easily audible over the clink of ice. Jason stared at Clint, at a loss for words. His mouth worked a few times, but no sound came out. Eventually, Clint put him out of his misery. I mean, obviously we should talk some more about it later, but I'd give anything for you to walk over there and kiss him right now. What? Jason started shooting glances around to see if anyone was close enough to overhear the sheer insanity coming out of Clint's mouth. No, that's crazy. There's no way he would be okay with that. Only one way to find out, Clint dared. And Clint really had learned a lot about this man he'd only spent brief snatches of time with. He knew damn well Jason couldn't back down from a dare. Jason wondered if that was part of why they hadn't spent any length of time together before. Had Bucky wanted to keep them separate, afraid of what Clint would say to him? Jason squared his shoulders and marched across the crowded ballroom that Stark Industries had rented out for this holiday party. Bucky looked up from his conversation with Steve to see Jason moving rapidly in his direction and shot a quizzical glance at Clint. Go with it, Clint signed with a smirk, then tipped a salute to Steve. Now, looking very confused, Bucky turned back to face Jason, who was now standing directly in front of him. Clint could see a question forming on Bucky's lips, and Jason moved in even closer, going toe-to-toe. He watched as Bucky's face tipped up slightly. Jason was a few inches taller. Then Jason leaned in and lightly pecked Bucky on the cheek. Steve's eyebrows shot up as he glanced over to Clint, checking to see if he was okay with the proceedings. Bucky was too busy stumbling, tongue-tied, over himself, as he asked Jason what was going on, to check in with Clint. Clint fingerspelled the word wuss and pointed emphatically at Jason's back. At Steve's incredulous look, Clint gestured emphatically for him to tell Jason that Clint was calling him a wuss. Steve leaned over and delivered the message. Both Bucky and Jason spun to goggle at Clint, who mimed being a chicken. They continued to stare, with an exaggerated huff that made it clear from across the room how put out Clint felt by their lack of cooperation. He signed, "Kiss him," to Bucky. Bucky and Jason were equally matched in their red cheeks as they leaned into one another and locked lips. The other partygoers were too distracted by Clint crowing his delight to notice the sweet, tentative first kiss happening. The end.